The House Committee on Human Services is hearing testimony this week on Senate Bill 77, an act relating to patient choice at end of life. There was some initial confusion by legislators regarding what they were reviewing.
There's the version of the bill that came to the Senate floor, and then there's the version of the bill that actually passed the Senate.
Vermont Digger healthcare reporter Andrew Stein has been covering the proceedings.
What happened was when the original bill came to the Senate floor, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott broke a tie, which in effect gutted the bill and replaced 20 pages of lengthy procedures and what proponents of that bill considered safety nets with less than a page that essentially does two things. It provides immunity to a healthcare professional who prescribes a medication to a terminally ill patient in the event that the patient self-administers more than the prescribed dose of that medication and dies as a result. The second thing that the bill does is that it protects any person who is with the patient from criminal or civil liability.
Stein says most of those testifying are trying to convince House members to restore the original version of the bill. Patient Choices Vermont President Dick Walters has been advocating for a death with dignity law for years.
I think most of the serious testimony has been on the original bill that the Senate gave great deliberation to. My guess is that it will wind up close to that bill, but that's still to be seen.
Patient Choices Vermont lobbyist Michael Sorotkin says the group is optimistic that the House will return to the original, which mirrors Oregon's laws.
The bill that passed the Senate while trying to promote choice does it without any safeguards, and I think there's concern in an area as sensitive as this that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted to make sure that patients are fully informed.
Vermont Medical Society Executive Vice President Paul Harrington testified Wednesday before a joint hearing of the House Human Services and the Judiciary Committees, saying no bill should be passed.
The Medical Society believes that setting up a highly state-run bureaucratic process around issues related to death and dying is exactly the wrong thing to be doing at this time. And instead, physicians would like to work with the state to improve palliative care, but not have this very complicated process around physician-assisted suicide enacted into law. We feel that patients get excellent end-of-life care here in Vermont, and we do not think it's appropriate to pass legislation.
The House Committee on Human Services will continue to take testimony on the Patient Choice at End of Life bill on Friday. It will also conduct a joint public hearing with the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, April 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the House chamber. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.